Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond radio show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome. Greetings and salutations. Hope you can call in tonight. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. If you're listening for the first time, you're turning that dial, you want to know what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We have a very interesting show for you tonight. Yes, we do. But before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife. She is really beautiful. Co-host Lynn Golder. Lynn, you're there.
I am here. You're there. I'm here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the April 10th, 2022 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And all the way, we're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. But all the way from Winter Park. I couldn't think of a place where he lives. Winter Park, Florida. My buddy, co-host. What's his name? Oh, my God. No, I didn't forget his name. I'm messing around. Gary Sinclair. Gary, co-host. You there?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Grid Show Honor.
Can't ever forget Gary's name. And in the studios. In the studios. That's right. In outside of Orlando, we have the, well, what can I say about him? Mr. Engineer, producer, the smart one. We call him Chris Shaw. Chris, are you there?
Hey, 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 you already know. Sorry about the interruption.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Why don't you introduce us with you in the studio?
Yeah, introduce her.
Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I have my fantastic four-year-old in the building with me on this evening. She has a walkie-talkie. She's in the other part of the radio station. So, Zamaria, do you want to say something to everybody on the airwaves? Say hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Zamaria.
Hello.
So that's Zamaria. Thank you, Zamaria.
That's cute. Okay. We'll talk to Zamaria later. All righty.
What do you call her for short? Z?
Zami?
I call her Bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Because I'm Optimus Prime and she's Bumblebee. And my other daughter is Windblade.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We are all Transformers.
That's funny.
But I call it, we just call her Mari or Baby Z.
All right,
Lynn.
I have a few shout outs here tonight. Let's see. Well, first of all, here we go again. Our friend Liz Alexa, that you all know, she calls herself the Royal Blindness. And Liz Alexa lost her husband, Remy, a few weeks ago. Well, on April 5th, she had to say goodbye to her faithful companion, guide dog friend and family member. If you remember, his name was Bryce Christie. So we'd like to express our condolences to Liz Alexa once again. And very sad. She really loved Bryce Christie. He was her guide dog. I'd also like to give a shout out to Brenda Wilson. And I'd like to shout out to Christine Lemons at Christian Record in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Michael, you have a shout out that you wanted to do.
Yes.
Condolence.
I have a condolence. This past week, we lost one of the great ones. I say great ones. He was a tremendous performer in person. And he had some great hits. He had some very big hits. His name was, well, what can I say? You all should know, Bobby Rydell. He did some movies. Bobby Rydell passed away. Right now, we're going to play a couple of his songs. Not many, just a couple songs that he did big songs. One was number one. I think both were number one. But let's play some of a couple songs that he did big ones. Big one. Now, listen to this one. This was my favorite one. That's why I picked it. This one coming up. Big song, number one. Let's go, Bobby. Here we go. No
happy heart sing. Your love has given it wings. Sing the song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had so many hits. He really had a lot of hits. That's one of my favorites when he did. Just so you'll know, he performed up until just recently. He used to perform with two other guys. It was Bobby Rydell, another guy from Philadelphia. He was from Philadelphia. Another guy, Frankie Avalon. That's right, Frankie Avalon. And another performer named Fabian. The three of them always performed together for years. Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, and Fabian. Three guys from South Philadelphia. All pretty much went to the same high school. South Philadelphia High School.
He was only sick. I mean, he was only sick recently.
Yeah, well, he's been sick a long time with different things.
But he had a lung. He was performing.
Yes, but he had a lung transplant a few years ago. He died of pneumonia, believe it or not, pneumonia.
Not the first one.
Well, I know some other people died of pneumonia. Not just COVID gets you; it's that pneumonia too.
Gary, do you have any shout outs?
I just got a shout out to my family left here. Said going back up to Richmond. They're up there this afternoon and going to try to listen to our show tonight. So welcome to our show if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. And if people don't know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, Gary is Gary, why don't you tell them what you are? Which branch of the service you're that?
United States Navy CB. A veteran.
CB. He's a CB.
If anybody doesn't know what a CB is, it's Navy, dressed the Marines, fought like the Marines, trained like the Marines. I was a heavy equipment operator. We did construction, building bridges, building roads, building bases, did all the behind the scenes stuff.
All that before we went blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you started.
And I was a heavy equipment operator. I drove the bulldozers.
Gary, you started losing your vision, though, in the service, right?
Yeah. Couldn't see the drive at night. I was having trouble. Well, at the time, I was working in the brig down in Puerto Rico, and I come home for supper, and it'd be somewhat daylight. Then I go back to the brig, and it was sort of dark and dusk. And at dusk, I couldn't see anything anymore. So, yeah, that's how first signs of retinitis pigmentosa, loss of vision at night.
I want to go back a minute for Bobby Rydell. For those who don't know, He did Bye Bye Birdie, a big movie, Bye Bye Birdie. And he did another movie,
Anne
too.
Margaret.
Yeah, Anne Margaret. That was his biggest movie, as far as I know. And for those who don't know, here's some trivia that you don't know. Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, and Fabian, and Mario Lanza. And I'm trying to think of another. Chubby Checker was another school. I'm not sure. But most of these singers went to South Philadelphia High School. That was one school in Philadelphia. Another school had basketball. Will Chamberlain was Overbrook. But listen to this one. Lincoln High School. Lincoln High School in Philadelphia. Listen to this. Stallone, who made, of course, Rocky. Stallone went to Lincoln High School. Michael J. Fox went to Lincoln High School. Bacon, I don't forget his first name. Kevin Bacon, he went to Lincoln High School. So Lincoln High School had all your actors coming out of there.
Famous people from Philadelphia.
Yeah, so each high school had something different.
So let's go to break, Michael.
We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you'll enjoy today's show. We got a lot of things planned. If you're listening, you're turning that dial, don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. By the way, before the break, I was talking about schools in Philadelphia. I forgot to mention a couple other schools. One is Gratz. That's another school in Philadelphia High School. And Patti LaBelle went there. Another, well, I don't know if it's so good, but he, at one time he was great. We're talking Bill Cosby. I can't say enough about him one way or another. But Bill Cosby, another school, and I'm not sure what we went to West Philadelphia or Bartram, but Lee Andrews' son, who's on television, his name is Thompson. He's the leader of Roots. If you ever hear the group Roots, that's on Tonight's Show. He's the band leader. He plays the drums. Matter of fact, he just won an Academy Award for something he did this past Grammys. Anyway, Lynn,
okay,
you're on.
All right. Well, we were talking to our first guest off the air, and this is going to be interesting, something a little different. We'd like to welcome Lorraine Woodward. And Lorraine is the creator of, quote, Becoming Rentable. And what that is, as far as I know, it's a website resource for short-term rentals for the disabled. But Lorraine will tell us more. Welcome, Lorraine.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
That's my line, Gary. So tell us, Lorraine, a little bit about yourself. What prompted you to start an organization like this, and you know how you got started. And
all right, I'd be happy to.
About the journey.
All right. Well, you know, the journey started when I was 2 years old, diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. It's been a way of life. I'm happy to say I just turned 60, which is crazy that I'm starting a new business venture at 60, but why not? And so I am married. I have two young boys. Actually, they're not young anymore. They're, well, they're young to me. They're 20, 25 and 26.
Yeah, they'll always be young to you.
I know. They have muscular dystrophy as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, growing up with a disability, having a disability, being a parent of two kids with disabilities, it's been a way of life for us. But what hasn't been a way of life for us is traveling. You know, it's actually, as I look back at some photographs, kind of comical. My husband didn't think so. He does not have a disability. I'm asked a lot, so does your husband have a disability? Well, physically, no, he does not. But anyway, there's three of us in scooters, and we tried a lot of different vacation options for us. But, you know, while the boys were young and mobile, you know, Robert still had me to deal with. And we went to Disney one year, and, you know, Robert still had to lift me off the toilet and lift me off the bed and help me in the shower. And, you know, the vacation, it was exhausting, just
what
exhausting
kind of vacation for
them.
To him.
It wasn't, exactly. Oh. And I didn't quite understand it. You know, it's like, what do you mean? It's just, you know, one lift here, one lift there per day, you know. But it was a lot. And so, but we didn't vacation that much when the boys were growing up. We hired people to go with us. We brought families with us. We tried to find ways to work. And it didn't. And the boys are graduating high school on their way to college. And I owned a communications firm and decided it's time for Mama to retire. After 30 years of doing it, it's like, all right, let's sit back and relax. Yeah, that lasted for a week or two. And I thought about travel. And it's like, you know, we don't travel, but I want my boys to be able to have opportunities of travel. You know, through counseling, which I'm a firm believer in, I found that traveling is an important part of life's experiences and creating those memories. And so I wanted the boys to have an opportunity to set some great memories. And so 3 hours away from Raleigh, North Carolina, is a little island off of Wilmington called Carolina Beach. And it's a space that's pretty flat. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to create build a property that meets our family needs, but also build it so that we can bring in some revenue. Got to pay for the thing. And so we built this this property. We have a first floor is my favorite. Some people call it a garage. I do not. I call it an art studio. And it is so much fun. I open the garage door, and anybody that wants to play is welcome to come in and play. And then the second floor, we have an elevator, and that's our rental space. And the rental space was designed, kind of like for me, somebody with limited mobility. So we have a hospital bed. We have a big European-style wet room, so you have the wheel-in shower, wheel-under sink. We have everything is fully wheelchair accessible and designed for somebody in their last stages of life. So the property was very purposefully designed. And then the third floor, my friends call it the private residence. And that's where I get to hang out and enjoy the beach. And so we built that. My boys were totally confused, going, Mom, we can't get on the beach. Why are you building this property? And they just didn't understand it. But through advocacy and networking, we have curb cuts. I don't drive once I get here because everything is accessible. The town has been great about making sure we have curb cuts. We now have beach mats so I can take my electric wheelchair and go hang out on the beach with my friends. We even have a beach wheelchair now so that my renters or my family members can use the wheelchair to access the beach. And so I was turning 59 last year, and it's like, okay, I want to do one more thing. What is that one more thing I want to do? So I go through the questions of what brings you joy and happiness. I love my renters. I absolutely love being here and to experience their first time in 28 years that they've been able to vacation together, their first time since onset of injury or accident that they get to come here. And every year, every season, I ask the same questions. Why did you travel 2.5 days from Canada to come to our place at Carolina Beach? And it's like, well, there's nothing else. And it's like, no, there's got to be something else. And so we have people from California and Michigan and Texas, you know, Canada, Maine, Vermont, all over coming to our house. And so the summers, I'm pretty much, I live here full time because I love my renters. I just feel such a privilege to be able to provide this space that if we didn't have, they may not have that memory and experience. And so when I turned 59, I said, you know what? I want to do something that provides education and awareness so that other people can find short-term rental properties that are accessible. And
can I interrupt you for a minute?
No, not at all.
Just anybody wants to ask Lorraine any questions, please call in 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Give us a call and ask your questions.
So, Gary, Michael, and Lynn, I tell you, sometimes you just got to interrupt me because I start talking.
I said to Michael, you better put the number out there.
I like telling my story. I love what I do.
Well, that is your enthusiasm shines through. So tell us more.
So I said, okay, Lorraine, what do you want to do? How are you going to create this education and make this big change? So I said, let's create a TV show. So sure. I called a friend who I used to work with. I said, Valerie, she's a TV producer. And I said, I have this idea, and I want to know what your thoughts are. And she said, I like it. And then 2 hours later, she calls me back, and she says, Lorraine, I love this idea. The next morning, she calls, when are we getting started? And so the whole premise of becoming rentable, we're in our 13th month now, believe it or not, but it stems from this idea of a TV show. And we are building our TV show. We're in its pilot development. We have 13 episodes planned. They're 30 minutes a show. We do 2 pullouts in the show where we talk about education and awareness. One is on the disability or health condition of our renter, and the second pullout is the architectural element of how to make that space accessible. So very clearly, as we're working on the TV show and we're filming, and it's like, you know what, we need to validate what we think is true. And so we do a survey, and I happen to have a neighbor who is an adjunct professor at Harvard, and Kelsey's like, I can help you with that. I'm like, great. So she writes the instrument, and now we have to get it out to the masses. I didn't know about you all then, or else, hey, I would have come to you. And so I reached out to groups that I've worked with before, National Easter Seals, Muscular Dystrophy, United Cerebral Palsy, and I reach out to these groups who work with people with disabilities. Now, again, commonly, as you all know, when you think about accessibility and you think about vacationing and renting a space, in the short-term rental industry, it automatically goes to wheelchair. It's just what happens. So we go through the survey, and we're going, wait a minute. Why does accessible rental properties have to be identified and looked at only in wheelchair? So it was at that point we decided that, no, what we want to do is look at and change the way this industry looks at accessibility. So we look at it as properties that are accessible for wheelchairs, walkers, autism, IDD, intellectual and developmental disabilities, hearing, and vision. So we have a 5-prong approach of how we think and look at what it means to have an accessible short-term rental.
Well, Alexa, I have a question for you.
All right.
How do you keep it, Lorraine? I'm sorry.
Yes.
How do you keep your affordability down with all the cost factors that goes in to the preparation of everything being accessible?
So first of all, our business is what is called a listing platform. What we do is we go out and look for properties that are identified as accessible. Right now in the short-term rental industry, if you go onto a VRBO, an Airbnb, a Vacasa, you go to a filter, and those filters in the accessibility world state wheelchair access elevator. Airbnb has a few more filters. So we've started with that to go, okay, we want to show people, we want to be this resource that people can go to find accessible properties where they can vacation. So right now we have a little over 600 properties on our site. Our properties are specific to wheelchair, walker, and autism and IDD. There is no filter beyond mobility and elevator currently. We want to change that to identify and look at properties that are autism accessible, vision and hearing accessible. So we have nothing to do with the cost of the rental. That is dictated by the family, the company that owns that short-term rental property. And so what we want to do is create awareness of in the industry, how do you make your property accessible so people with vision, hearing, autism can enjoy an accessible property?
Very good.
Does that answer your question?
I think that's really great. Very nice. One second, Gary, let me ask a question. I think that's really great. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm curious about something. You said from the age when you were small, you had multiple cirrhosis.
MS. MD.
MD.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm stupid and I don't know. Because normally what I know, in most diseases, it takes both parents to get it, to give it to the children. I know my brother and sister-in-law, she died and she had a disease, but she didn't give it to the kids because my brother didn't have it.
Right.
My question to you is, you said your boys have it, and I wasn't aware that you can pass on from one parent. I was very surprised when you said that, and your husband doesn't have it.
Right. So we went through genetic counseling, and I have it's called spinal mutation, and it's where both of my parents had recessive genes and they didn't know it, came together, and I have muscular dystrophy. And nobody else in our family tree has it. Nobody in my husband's family tree has muscular dystrophy. And so when we went through genetic testing, they said there was a 20% chance that our boys would have it. Nathan was one of those Hoover vacuum children. He did not want to come out. He was as happy as could be being in my belly. And at 42 weeks, I'm like, we've had enough. It's time for this child to come out. And so he was sucked out of there. And we knew kind of early he was weaker, I thought, than a lot of babies that I saw. He was diagnosed at 2 through a blood test. And then Alexander was the opposite. He was could not wait to come out. He was about 8 weeks early, and he had a collapsed lung and a broken collarbone because I was 5 hours from when my water broke. That boy was in the world. And Alexander seemed to be really strong, and the doctor said, no, about a 20% chance. And, you know, we're blessed with two incredible boys. Nathan is at NC State finishing his PhD in electrical engineering, and Alexander is in his senior year at State finishing a art degree. And I'm afraid he's going to be following his brother's footsteps and going for that advanced degree. They're killing me.
Fabulous.
Guys, come on.
Perfect.
But, They're incredible boys and who happen to have muscular dystrophy. And it's by the grace of God that they have it.
Well, you're doing tremendous work. I'll tell you something. You're doing tremendous. It's very nice what you're doing.
Chris,
very
is there
nice.
Anybody on the line by any chance?
Anybody want to call in?
No, not right now. Discuss at the present it? Moment.
Okay.
All okay. right. I have some questions for you all, too. So it's like I'm going to be turning the pages here a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I know. So in this development, we have 15 volunteers now. So we're a volunteer-based organization. We spent our first year designing our mission, our vision. You know, what did we want to do? What is the geographic area that we want to be in? We are currently, our properties are all in the United States. We have incredible support outside the U.S., but I feel like so many countries are so far advanced in accessibility and accessibility travel that our energies needed to be here in the United States. So currently we're a United States-focused effort. And so when you go to our website at becomingrentable.com, you will only find properties in America. So, you know, our development has been a process. Again, we go back to the TV show. You know, what is going to give a producer, give us a nod? You know, this is a great idea. We love it. Yes, we want to move forward. So we've got these different properties that are being built that are accessible in different areas. But I wanted to create a property, and I'm calling it a model property, that encompassed our all five areas of accessibility, and that this property would not only be a working short-term rental property, but it would also be an opportunity for education. It's in Arkansas, and people go, why in Arkansas? It's outside of Little Rock in a beautiful town called Conway, Arkansas. It's because that's where I grew up. And I have never been to a college alumni event. I haven't been to a high school reunion in 30 years. My boys have only seen my mother one time in their life because there's nothing accessible in this town. There is a very large university, the University of Central Arkansas. And I will be doing some Zoom lectures to the Department of Occupational Therapy. And then the students will come to the little yellow house because that's the name we gave it. It's this cute little yellow bungalow that's 1,100 square feet that's going to house all the
Lorraine, Michael, what? So what was your question?
Wait a minute. I'm getting there. Okay.
Well, the show's going to be over soon.
I know. Okay. So we're building this model house, and we've got to show the accessibility for our vision. So these are some of the things that I want to know what else we can include. So we talk about making sure that there's not clutter. You know, we talk about, you know, an open space. We talk about under-counter lighting. We talk about handrails and using strips of tape where we do have steps. We talk about the strobing light, and we talk about you know, transitions from one service to another.
The question is, I have to interrupt.
What else can we do to make
this house more awesome?
He wants input.
You want input.
I do.
So if anybody has any suggestions for her, how do we get in touch with you?
Lorraine, LORRAINE, at becomingrentable.com.
Say it again, please. Lorraine, do it again slow.
Lorraine, LORRAINE. At becoming, BECOMING, rentable, RENTABLE.
All right. Well, thank you, Lorraine.
Well, just keep in touch.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I'm done.
You're done.
We're going to go to break.
Okay.
We're going to break. Thank you, Lorraine.
Bye, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to break.
Good luck.
We're going to get a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Charles. We did
a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I certainly hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you miss any part of this show or any of the other 7 years, that's right, 7 years we're on the radio now, the past 7 years, go to our webpage. The webpage is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat, blind. And don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you're driving in the car and you're listening for the first time, I hope you enjoy the show. Right now, Gary, it's your first time up with the trivia, first time trivia tonight. Hello. You're up, Gary.
Hello, everybody. I'll make it a little bit easier for you this week. I actually have a song that I picked out, and the song I want to know who plays the song and who is the singer in the song. Go ahead, Chris.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry
Gary, you have the phone number.
Okay, everybody. Now, who played this song, who sang this song, and if you want to win, you have to call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-680. Give us a call to win a prize today.
Does anybody know it? 407-894-1680. That's an easy one, though. Everybody should know
that's
that song.
That's a pretty easy one. I love that song. It's just so easy.
894-1680.
It's an easy song, a beautiful song, quiet song, relaxing song. Man, those lines should be ringing off the hooks.
It's not Frank Sinatra, that's for sure.
No.
Who's singing the song? Let me know.
Come on, Chris must be very busy answering phones. Man, this is an easy one.
Right now, the phone lines are being lit up.
What year? I wonder what year the song was.
All righty,
check that out.
It's a hard not life over here. Okay, so I got our good friend from Clint, Indiana, giving us a phone call. He's like, hold on, I think I know exactly who that is. I said, I don't know. This is a tough one. So let's go to the phone line and talk with our friend John Stroop from Clint, Indiana. And when we come back, let's see if he get this one. Then I got another caller coming in as well. So, John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Hi, Michael. Lynn. Gary.
Hi, John.
How you doing? Oh, everybody doing
Hello.
Okay? That's good.
Yep. Doing fine. Who do you think singing that song? Who played that?
I think that was by the Beatles, but it was Paul McCartney, I believe, singing it.
You got it 100%, buddy. You win a prize tonight. What's he going to win today, Michael?
$10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way, John.
Well, I appreciate that very much, guys. I really do.
Congratulations, John. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much and appreciate it. Have a good week.
You too.
Take care.
Bye
now.
Bye.
Who else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
All righty. We got our good friend from Orlando, Florida, the one and only Miss Sherry from Orlando. Sherry, how you doing?
Sherry Brun. Hello, Sherry Brun.
Sherry Brun.
Hello.
Sherry Brun. Hello, Sherry.
How are you guys?
What's up, girl?
Sherry, can you turn your radio down for me or step into another room for me, please?
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Step into another room or turn your radio down for me, please.
That was easy. Yeah, I'm doing good, but the other guy got the trivia, right?
Correct, yes.
He beat you to the punch, Michael? Yes, he beat you to the punch. Well, that's all right. That's cool. And I'm excited this week because I'm going to Minneapolis to visit my grandbabies who are going to turn 5. So I'm excited about that.
They don't live in California anymore?
No, they moved to Minnesota and got a house. And I don't know why anybody would live in there. No, I'm sure Minneapolis is fine, but it's so cold. Anyway.
It's going to be cold.
It's cold in Minneapolis.
I can't believe it.
You better have a winter coat.
I do. I'm all set. So,
well, listen,
great to see him again.
Make sure, Sherry.
Face mask.
Make sure that you get your winter coat when you get there.
Yeah.
Don't get a winter coat from anywhere else. Make sure you get it from there or somewhere in the Midwest area, because anywhere else they don't make the threads the way they need to make them to handle that type of weather up there.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Thanks for that advice, Chris.
Anytime.
Thanks for calling in, Sherry.
Bye,
Sherry.
All right.
Next time, be quicker.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Did she say when she was going? I didn't hear when.
Next week.
Oh, next week. Wow.
Next week.
I can't believe her grandkids, the twins, are 5 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
I'll tell you, it's cold in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks.
Well, as of lately, it's been cold here.
Well, it was in the 40s.
No, not that cold.
Not that.
Last night.
What do you want to say?
Everybody about Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yes, Susan, do it.
Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody that Foundation Fighting Blindness has their Vision 2022 conference, and that is Friday, June 17th, Saturday, June 18th, and it will be at the Disney's Coronado Springs Resort in Lake Buena Vista, Florida.
That's nice.
And you need to make your reservations by May 26th to receive the low room rate, which is $189 a night for the non-tower and $239 a night for the Disney's Coronado Resort. Oh, for the tower. I'm sorry. I'm confusing everybody.
So the tower is $239. Exactly. And $189.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm not much of a hotel expert. So anyway, I think you can go online and register. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was over March 31st, the 10% off early bird discount. But anyway, if you go online.
Well, that reminds me of something, Lynn, saying you said that. You know, anybody out there, anywhere in the United States, whatever city, if you got a group, an organization going or something, and you have a PSA, all you can do is contact us, and we will help you get that word out.
That's right. Well, I'm reading through 6 pages of notes here on this one conference, so that's why I'm kind of stumbling here. But, yeah, Foundation Fighting Blindness's website, and you can register there.
And, by the way, if you want to write to us, and let's say this way, you want to write to us about any subject. You got something that you want to say, you don't want to say on the air, you want to write to me. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blind and, don't forget the and, Andy, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you got something to say, you have a group, you want to report to us, you want to say something, you're more than welcome. This show is for you. Remember that. And if you're driving the car, hope you like the show. If you have something to say, report. Like to know what's going on in the weather where you are at, too. You can call in 407-894-680. Like to hear from you. Don't forget, this show is for the sighted as well as the blind. That's what this show is all about. It's supposed to be for the sighted as well as the blind.
Hey, Mike.
So if you have something to say, don't forget to call in 407-894-680. What, Chris?
Did they ever reinstate your license for you?
No.
Oh, okay. I was pulling for you.
I lost my license. Yeah.
But the state ID looks just like our license, Chris.
Really?
It looks just like a
driver's license. They won't let me drive.
He was so upset when he had to give it in.
Okay. I was pulling for you. I was really pulling for you, Mike.
Thanks.
Because I was going to get it. I wanted to be
the one. I don't understand why they won't let a blind man drive a car.
I wanted to be the first one to ride with you and make history.
You are right, little Chris.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny? Lynn always says that's the one good thing that why she said when I went blind, that's the one good thing that I don't have to drive anymore because she said she was frightened when she used to. Remember that, hon?
Yeah. Because I used God to, that we made it home. Every
yeah, time. Because I used to, the kids used to scream and everything else because when I was on the dirt bike, if I missed the exit, I'd back up on the grass. They're all screaming.
Yeah.
Also, in other words, you're a roller coaster driver.
That's right. No, well, no, I'm a New York cab driver. I was a New York cab driver and I used to drive.
This mic is so far away, Michael. The funny thing is we could be in Philadelphia, and I'd be freaking out because I'm driving. I don't know where the heck I'm going. And Michael tells me exactly where we are, even though he can't see. And he knows the streets.
That is amazing because I'm the same.
Well,
I'm
Gary
the same
does
way.
That, too.
Yeah. I'm the same way. When I first came down here to Florida and I was living in Daytona, I could tell you what street we on, when you made a turn, how you did it. And I was able to do that back at home in Chicago because I know the streets. That direction was my thing. So I could go to sleep, close my eyes, and I could tell you exactly what street we on, how many turns you made, what it take to get there. I don't know why. I'm still like that to this day.
Well,
I would say this way: most blind people.
Gary's really good at it.
Yeah, most blind people, Gary, myself, we know the area that we live, especially, and we can tell you which streets to turn, where to go, what to do. Because first of all, when I'm in the car with Lynn, I always ask her questions: what street are we on? When she stops, I say, where are we at? So this way, I learn myself.
Gary, how do you know the streets?
Because he asks questions.
A lot of. Riding with the MV transportation lot, you know, and have to pay attention. Sometimes them drivers just made it with a map, they couldn't find a place. Now I'd ride down the road, and we'd take off one intersection and go down so far. And if I know if you went past my place to turn into my neighborhood, if you passed about 15 seconds, I'd say, you better turn around because you've gone too far. A lot of it's timing in your head from one street to the next street.
Gary, don't you remember when the fellow drove your cab?
I was thinking of that.
When it came to the radio station.
That terrible experience you had when the fellow
speak
English.
Oh.
Well, tell everybody about that before we go to the top of the hour. You can fit that in.
Well, I got picked up. They had different kinds of transportation back in our days with our transportation for the visually impaired blind. Sometimes they're overloaded. They hired out people to come and get you. And this guy came and got me. He's backing out of my driveway. And I said, well, if you take this direction, two streets. And I said, you'll be able to get me to the radio station in half an hour. And the guy spoke up. He no speaking English. I mean, really bad. I could hardly understand that. So I figured he knew where he'd gone. He was traveling all over the place, different road. I could tell he went off the main intersection on a different exit. I could tell. I says, where are we at? He couldn't even tell me, and I couldn't tell him how to get there. I was lost for a long time. Late getting out of the area.
We're going to go to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.